Good morning, everyone, and thank y'all for being here. We are very excited to welcome you to the 50th Annual Institute this year. I did a little bit of research with the help of UT Law CLE, and because it's the 50th anniversary, I wanted to give everyone a little bit of a history lesson about the CLE. The first CLE of this, Institute, began in April of 1976. It was called the Natural Resources Law Institute. It was sponsored by UT Law and what was previously known as the Natural Resources Law Section of the State Bar. It was held here in Houston, and as Dean Smith mentioned, we'll be having a reception later this afternoon. At that very first CLE, they had something that was called the Attitude Readjustment Hour that included a cash bar at the time. So I think we're going to pick you up this evening after we convene this afternoon. Professor Smith was actually a presiding officer at that very first CLE in 1976. And in 1981, he began his long tenure of giving the current developments in oil and gas law. He continued that through the 26th annual CLE in 2000. He continued that until 2018 when Professor Owen Anderson began providing our case law update. In 2000, for the 26th annual, the CLE was renamed in honor of Professor Smith and his long tenure with UT Law and oil and gas in Texas. And with that, as has been historically provided within the CLE, we always start off with the case law update. I don't believe Professor Anderson needs any further introduction. And with that, we will welcome Professor Owen Anderson from UT Law.
Well, good morning, everybody. Get my clicker here, I guess. This is all set to go. First of all, I want to greet you from Paula Smith. Had dinner with her last Saturday. She's quite well. I think if she hadn't had a conflict, she probably would have ridden down with me last night because she seemed interested in attending. Ernest is about the same. His physical health is okay, mentally not so well, but I know that if he were healthier, he'd be here and probably be standing up here giving you the update as historically has been the case. I also wanted to mention to you that the Texas Oil and Gas Law Treatise that I took over from Ernest a few years ago, Professor Weaver has been doing the Railroad Commission materials. So she's really responsible for Volume 2 and a little bit of Volume 3. She has also retired from doing that. And I'm pleased to tell you that Brian Sullivan, who many of you know, in the McElroy firm, actually, although I believe semi-retired from the McElroy firm, which probably means that he works harder and earns less. But anyway, he's agreed and is taking over her part of the treatise and has submitted his updates for the coming year. So hopefully that part of the treatise is in good hands. This is just boilerplate stuff that I involved in the KBH Center, so I have to tell you that I'm not offering opinions on behalf of the center. I also want to mention that the pet histories are accurate in this outline and in this slideshow from about February. But I haven't updated them since then because I needed to get the paper in. So some of what I think I looked them here a couple days ago, and I didn't find any, at least in the CLE, in the slides that have been changed. Let's begin with something you don't see very often. First of all, on the right-hand side, that's a neon sign that I found in a restaurant in Washington, D.C.